A natural med isn't just a substance you take. It is a lifestyle that one lives to amplify their health. We don't always choose how long we will be on this planet, but we can take action on the quality of life that we wish to enjoy.
The Natural Med Podcast interviews different professionals and experts who look at improving the quality of health so they can live a more fulfilling life. Whether that be physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, or spiritually, we discover the secrets to their own journey and the small steps individuals can take on a daily basis to improve the quality of their life. Come with me as we travel, research, and discover how we can make incremental changes on a daily basis to live a more fulfilled and balanced life.
Hey there, welcome back to another episode of the Natural Med Podcast. I am Nathan, and I am joined, as always, by the amazing leader of the free world, Cole Wright, and we are also super excited today because we are joined by our special guest from Row House, Jamie. I'm not going to try to say her last name, but she can introduce herself to you.
Welcome, Jamie, to the show.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here. Jamie Kimberling is my last name, and like they mentioned, my husband and I own Row House in Flower Mound.
Awesome. So what did you do before Row House? How did you get into the health and wellness industry and fitness and everything?
Yeah, so it's sort of a long story, but we have time.
Okay, yeah.
So we have two children. We have a 6 and a 3-year-old, both boys. And when we were trying to plan our family and think about having kids and things like that, struggled two years to get pregnant with the first one. Finally got pregnant, had a really tough pregnancy, gained a ton of weight, was on, I was gestational diabetes. So just zero energy, like lagging all the time, and really started honing in on what I was putting in my body and things that were, you know, influencing all sorts of different factors, reproductive being one of them. And so fast forward to having, his name is Caden, my oldest one, and had Caden, had this beautiful baby boy. He was healthy and very active, and I still had a lot of the same issues that I was having pregnant, just, you know, low energy, was overweight. Really, it was a struggle to even walk into a gym because I felt like I'm not supposed to be there. I'm not this, like, picture of health that a lot of gym people are, if you think about that, when you think just fitness and that world, sort of. So really dug into sort of looking at, okay, what am I eating and what do I feel like after I'm eating those things?
Yeah.
And so turns out, for me at least, sugar was a main trigger for a lot of those things. It caused binge eating and my my blood sugar just to kind of skyrocket and be the term we all use, hangry. Yeah. My husband will be like, are you sure you packed a snack? We're going to be in the car for 2 hours. Are you good?
It's not good when we get hangry.
It's
Josh
not.
Knows that.
It's not. So, yeah, I started kind of delving into some different podcasts, some naturopaths and that sort of world. Dr. Mark Hyman is one of them that I love to listen to. And so really revamped everything I ate. Told my husband, hey, you don't have to eat like this, but we need to clear out the pantry because if it's in the house, yeah. I know it and I will eat it.
Yeah, yeah. It's so tempting when there's snacks. I hear you.
Yes.
Yes.
You just know that they're there. So fast forward about, I would say it was probably about 9 or 10 months. And I always am clear with the timeline because I think for a lot of people, they think I'm going to change how I eat and I'm going to see results tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so in the span of almost a year, I managed to get off all of my pre-diabetic medication.
Wow.
My A1C at the beginning was a 5.3. I dropped that down to, I think it was like around a 2. I lost almost 100 pounds.
Wow, that's awesome.
And yeah, and just had this just overwhelming sense of like purpose to help other people feel this better way. And so kind of through that and getting the confidence to go into a gym and try out group fitness, joined a gym, started doing classes with predominantly women, as the world is in group fitness. And so sort of found this community where I felt accepted, and there was other moms there that were, you know, going through similar life stages with their kids and made friends and things like that. And so this was 2017, 2018, and stuck with that lifestyle. And then COVID hit. And as the rest of the world, we kind of freaked out and thought to ourselves, should we have a plan B in case our normal corporate jobs get, you know, if we get laid off, or I got furloughed at the time. And so my husband works for, he's in the oil and gas industry. He's an engineer. And one day he comes home and he's like, okay, don't freak out, but I met with a franchise, sort of like a franchise recruiter. And I'm gonna show you three or four different franchises that he showed me that we think would maybe be a good fit. And so, y'all, three of them, I was like, absolutely not. They would have done well. They would have made money, but I couldn't be passionate about them. Like, one was literally a porta potty company.
What? A porta potty franchise?
Yes.
I guess, you know, they can be in demand for 5K.
Everyone has to poop, right?
Yeah.
So
I've definitely had moments when I've needed one.
And you wanted to be there.
You're like, I wish I owned a franchise.
Or I could just put one of these right here. And so the last one was Row House. And ironically enough, one of my very best friends is a member at another studio in McKinney, another Row House studio. And so I actually knew the name, and I knew that it had changed Kelly's life. So she turned 40 last year, and she rode a half marathon through Row House, and she just went into so much detail about how she's 40 years old. Her whole life, she's never considered herself an athlete. She's never loved going to the gym. It's always been this thing where she checks a box off. And so she said, yeah, I've just really found a community through it, and it's great because it's this low impact. Like, I'm not know, feeling it 2 or 3 days later, like when I'm running or like I've done boxing before. Mm-hmm. And so I told Ryan, I said, I actually know what Row House is. And I said, I honestly think that's great. And it could sort of marry two of our interests, which he is more of the behind the scenes, Excel spreadsheet. He's very engineer brain oriented. That's the best way I can describe it. Whereas I love to, like I said earlier, really talk to people and hone in on how your life can be transformed if we really pay attention to what we're eating and how we're moving our bodies. Mm-hmm. So this was November of 2020, and we started sort of continuing the conversations with Row House and seeing what we could do, where we could put the studio at. At the time, there was someone else that already had the territory for Flower Mound. And so we were like, okay, we're kind of bummed. We live in the area. We would love to do it here, but it's okay. We'll keep looking. And we had decided actually in another territory, still in the DFW area. And we were excited about it, but not, I would say not as excited as we had been if it would have been our own community. Mm-hmm. And so the day before we were going to sign our franchise agreement, they were like, by the way, Flower Mound just happened to open up. If you guys are interested, if that would influence anything, we were like, yes, we'll take it. So that was sort of, I would say, like the final, you know, like go ahead, if you will, with both of us of, okay, we're going to do this thing. It's terrifying. We have two small kids. We're in a pandemic. There's so many unknowns. People are foreclosing on their, you know, their rent and for businesses. Mm-hmm. But we both were just all in the sense that, you know, from my story, and then also I should back up to pre-COVID, Ryan's only method of working out was rowing. And so we owned an indoor rower, an erg, if you're not familiar with the terminology. And so before we moved to the area, we actually had to sell it because our new house was a little bit smaller and just didn't work out to have it in the house or whatever. But anyway, so he was like, yeah, and it's rowing. Like, that was almost like the after selling point for him.
Aww.
So, yeah, long story short, we got through the build out and pre-sale and hiring our staff, and we opened our doors October 7th, 2021.
Wow.
And so we are almost a year in, and it's been a journey. It's been amazing. It's been challenging. It's been stressful. I'm sure you guys know all the ins and outs of that. But we had a member on Tuesday that rode her 1,000,000th meter.
Wow.
And it was a huge party. We made a huge deal of it. And her name is Linda, so I'm sure she'll listen to this because we're friends. But she really explained to us how when she saw the ad on Instagram or whatever, she had all these doubts, and she's in her 50s, and she was overweight, and you know, all these reasons to not do it. And Brandy, who at the time was our sales manager, you know, sort of just had these multiple conversations of how it is a low impact workout, and how multiple people that have had hip or knee replacements are able to do it and, you know, still get a great full body workout, you know, just try it out. And so she's been so diligent in coming and really just, you know, making sure that she's held accountable really with our community. And so to share that milestone with her was really special.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And her name's Linda?
Her name's Linda.
Nice,
yes.
Linda.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
She's, I'm going to give her one more shout out. So she's to date lost, I think, 167 pounds.
Wow.
That's
awesome.
Since she started?
Since she started, she's lost 55, but she had like started changing her diet and everything before, but then specifically since she started rowing, she's
that's
lost
awesome.
Another 55. So she looks phenomenal. I'm so proud of her.
That is so cool.
And she's able to, like, really, if people listen to me talk about it, like, okay, sure, you love it. You own the business. But for members, it's really more their story and how it's changed their life. Mm-hmm. And I told some of this the other day. I said, it's the best part of my job is listening to how this impacts people. You know, we talked earlier about, sure, we could have gotten into a porta potty business, but would that have been changing people's lives, maybe in a different way.
Improving it for a second.
Yeah, exactly. So it's been incredibly rewarding to hear stories like that and just see how truly a community can come together and people can share in that. So
that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it just sounds like you are such a great inspiration to your community. And, you know, it's we interview so many people in the health and wellness industry, and I just love, you know, that you're inspiring all those people, you know, through health and wellness and through your own journey and everything. You know, I think of, you know, like my own family and friends that, you know, a lot of them do exercise and eat right, and they take care of themselves and they feel great. Mm-hmm. And I just want that for everybody.
Yeah,
you know,
you,
you know, that's one of the reasons I started the CBD store, is to help other people feel good and everything. And of course I exercise and I try to eat healthy most of the time, but I love hearing that, you know, just other people being such an inspiration. And that's so awesome that you are impacting so many lives. And, you know, it's like with the pandemic, it seemed like we were all so like isolated and then, you know, having that outing and getting out and
doing it with other people.
Yes.
And I think that's, don't get me wrong, I advocate, if you want to move your body, I do not care how you do it. That's great. But people ask me all the time about things like Peloton, right? Mm-hmm. They're like, what do you think about Peloton? You know, it's got this great following and it's at home workout. And I'm like, I think it's great. But much like the microwave didn't kill the restaurant industry, like, I don't think working out at home is going to ever replace doing it with other people.
Yes.
There's just some sort of energy that you feel when you're with other people. And like for Linda's 1 million celebration the other night, like it's a full room, packed full, 25 people. We have 25 people in a room.
Uh-huh.
And cheering you on. And you know that everyone is working toward their own goals, but you're all working together to a common goal. And so I think that is one of the benefits, just, of course, all of us, you know, are on our own health journey, but to do it together, I think is really, it's just really like a blessing as a society. You know, we're a pack people.
Yeah.
We like to do things together. So,
yeah, with the socialization and it just like amplifies you and you want to work harder.
You do.
It fits so many needs, you know, you have as a human and everything, that social interaction and just, you know, helping with your mental health too.
Mm-hmm. I think we crave it, right? Like even when you're doing those Peloton, for example, really all they did differently was put an iPad on a bike. And so when you're thinking about what they did really well, it's community.
Yeah.
I mean, they found
Jamie
a way.
Coming in hot.
Love you, Peloton. But you should also row.
Yes.
But, you know, it's like they did that really well of I'm isolated in my, you know, my office and it's 6 a.m., mm-hmm. but I feel like I have friends through connection. Mm-hmm. And so, I just think that's a really cool aspect of the fitness community is that we can do it together.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Nice.
Well, Jamie, it was a great intro. By the way, to what you guys are all about. And you answered a lot of our questions already, but we're going to unpack them anyway.
Yeah, still. Absolutely.
So, one of the things, and what it sounded like to me, what jumped off the page was health issues is mm-hmm. what the inspiration was behind, you know, getting involved with this. Because, you know, it's funny how we have this skewed mentality. You were talking about not wanting to go to a gym, mm-hmm. and we all do that when we start our health journey. Look at, you know, we have that idea like, oh, wow, look at these people. They're sculpted. They look, you know, they're the beautiful people. They look like they have all the advantages, but they were once where we were before, absolutely. You know, when they had to walk through those doors too and get, because nobody's born like that.
Right.
So can you tell us a little bit more, I guess really expand a little bit on the inspiration?
Yeah, for sure. So one of the values that we have at Row House is inclusivity. Mm-hmm. And what we sort of hone into that is we want everyone to feel when they walk in those doors like they're welcome here. Yeah. And so some places when you work out, there's a leaderboard. And if you're, say, in a spin class and there's 50 bikes in there and you're on the leaderboard and you're in the top three, you feel great. Yeah. But if you're 50 out of 50, if it were me, I would probably never go back there. And so at Row House, we have a lot of rowing jargon, of course, but we row as a crew, and so we stay true to the sport. So we don't show any individual statistics for when you're actually in the class. You get that afterward. Mm-hmm. So when you're done with your workout, you get your personal best split time and average split time. Go into all that, what that means, but calories burned, etc. But while you're physically rowing in the class, we're only showing on the TVs how many meters we've rowed as a crew.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
We're all rowing together.
Yeah.
And we also like to say we are humble, we are kind, we leave no rower behind. So we're all, you know, if someone's, you know, really struggling, it's not about trying to get there the fastest. I'm guilty of that. I'm very productivity driven. It's not an Enneagram podcast, but I'm a 3 on the Enneagram, and so I'll throw that out there. So oftentimes I feel like I personally get caught up in just checking the box.
Yeah.
And so trying to really hone in on that inclusivity piece, but also taking that 45 minutes for yourself, phones are off, we're really strict about being on time because it's disrespectful to everyone else in there. And this is your time to,
I'm feeling some tension.
this is your time for yourself and for you to sort of tune out the world and just work on every stroke. And so in rowing, rowing is an incredibly technical sport. So you can, the stroke is the movement that your body is doing on the rower. For every stroke that you're doing, you go a certain amount of meters. And so really the stroke is catch and finish. And so as you're finishing the stroke, which is if you're, for your visual people, mm-hmm. the finish is about when your body's about like the 1 o'clock. So if you think about on the rower, like you're kind of all the way back. And so as you're finishing, you're already setting up your body to go right back into the catch. So you're really having to think through every single stroke. And for me, that was a really good thing because it forced me to stay in the moment with the workout. I wasn't thinking about my kids. I wasn't thinking about work or the business or anything else because I knew I had to be so laser focused on that stroke so that, number one, I'm not going to injure myself, but two, you're able to get the most power out of your legs and your core that you can. A lot of people think rowing is you're going to have like super toned arms. It's actually only 10% arms.
Okay.
So it's 60% legs, 30% core, 10% arms. So your arms are really just there like at the very last second to bring that bar up. And then your legs and your core are doing all the work. Yeah. So, just some little fun fundamentals about rowing there. But it truly does. It's near impossible to do it and not be to do it mindlessly, I should say.
Yeah.
If you're doing it mindlessly, your form's going to look like shit.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get as much out of it as you could.
Yeah.
Because it is an effort-based workout. So the harder you're driving with your legs, the better workout that you're going to get. Mm-hmm. I've had people come in, and it's never people that are out of shape. It's always people that are in shape and think they know everything about fitness that are like, that really wasn't a hard workout. I'm like, yeah, I watched you. You really weren't putting that much effort into it.
Calling them out.
Yeah. But it's true. It's like almost the more we know, the worse off you are to start rowing. So a lot of people are intimidated by it because one of the things is geographically where we live. We don't live right by a huge body of water, right? Like we have a couple studios like in Boston and on the coast, coastal places that do really well because people come to them that are already rowing on the water. So they have the stroke down really well. But in Texas here, we're sort of landlocked. Yeah. And so, and also with the heat and everything in the summer, a lot of people just aren't outside as much. Yeah. And so they come into rowing. Usually if they have any experience, it's either, it's typically like CrossFit where you're doing it for a very short amount of time, just as hard as you can go sort of thing. And there's also a couple of boutiques that incorporate, like Orange Theory has it as part of their station. So, like I said earlier, almost the blinder you go into it, the better.
That's awesome. I love that philosophy. Do you ever say when somebody comes in, like people coming in through the door, have a great row, don't drop the oar. I see you, Kelly.
No, but I'm going to include that now.
You should.
See, my buddy Josh told me.
That's Nathan.
No, I'm sorry. I got
to go. It's okay.
Okay. Nate. We need name tags.
Yeah.
Nate, I know nobody wore one.
Aw. I bought you like three, Nathan.
I'm not on shift today.
Oh.
Now he's dropping them.
Yeah. So I do have a random question. You mentioned, you know, we're a pack society, so you have your tribe, you're the row tribe, we'll say. Yeah. If you were in a fight against, let's say, Cycle Bar and Pilates, the Pilates studio, and y'all.
And Pure Bar.
Pure Bar.
Oh, we're going to throw Pure Bar in. Dang. Right.
Who wins?
That's a great question. So, of course, Row House is going to win. Let me break it down why. Okay.
We believe you, by the way.
Okay, well, even still, I gotta defend here. So I love my the other brands that you mentioned. I really do. Each of them have their own unique aspect about it. However, with rowing, you're using 86% of your muscles on the erg. Okay, so it's a full body workout. Plus, you're getting that heart rate up, so you're getting the cardio aspect out of it. So in an average class, traditionally, depending on the class type, because we have 6 different class types, we incorporate as much as 43 minutes of rowing. That will kick your butt. That's an endurance class. That's a full row. All the way down to, we do intervals class where you're off the rower 4 or 5 times and you're doing weights. So we kind of have a combination, depending on just the different class types, more or less weight training. But I would say rowing is the most unique in the sense that you're getting the full body, but you're getting the cardio at the same time. So really the only true competitor with rowing is swimming because of the low impact aspect of it.
Right.
So, you know, Pilates and bar is great. It is low impact, but the cardio isn't going to be as high because you're doing more of the strengthening of your muscles, elongating and all of that. And it's great for stretching too.
Yeah.
So I see what you're trying to do there, Josh. Pit me against my sisters. I have love for you all.
Ashley, Nicole, she loves you.
I love you guys.
But she wants to fight too.
Well, I mean, I'd pay
but
to
I
see
will
that.
Take you in arm wrestling.
Of course, Josh is, you know, stirring up the pot. Nathan's right behind him.
Yeah.
You know what? If there's a Wright doing something, there's probably a Garcia standing next to him doing it with him.
Right. So what I'm hearing is I need to have you guys in the boat, and we'll have a row off.
Girlie, oh, please, I would die in the first 30 seconds. I know what I'm about.
You would do it, though, if your life depended on it.
If your life depended on it, yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, when I was going to the gym regularly, the seated row was always the most beneficial workout that I ever did. And I loved it. And I improved so much in, I guess, just the way my body looked and everything. I just felt amazing. And I did that consistently for like a year. And I was in the best shape of my life.
I love
so.
It. Yeah.
I mean, of course, I did other things too, but that was phenomenal.
We have a lot of runners that come to us and they're craving the cardio because they're used to that. They love to keep their heart rate up, but their joints are shot.
Yeah.
And like I said earlier, if you're moving your body, I'll never knock that. Any way to move your body is amazing. Mm-hmm. However, if there could be better ways to do it and get the same benefit from it, if you align rowing, running, cycling, every modality side by side for calories burned, but the impact overall, like negatively impact, because we all talk about recovery, where you guys come in a lot, I'm sure, it truly is the best bang for your buck, so.
So you're saying that Nicole has to get another membership? I'm sure Josh is going to love that.
She does.
I do. I do. Thank you.
She's a runner. I mean,
I am a runner. Marathon. I know you cycle.
Yes. And Pilates.
Okay.
She does all of them.
She does. Well, all of them are rowing.
Yeah. I don't do CrossFit, though. I mean, nothing against the CrossFit people, but I just don't have time.
If we had, I mean, they could probably talk you into it.
They would. They're excellent salespeople, but what I always say is that's a young man's sport. I've aged out of CrossFit.
Yeah. I've ran a lot in my life and everything, done a couple marathons. So
awesome.
I get the whole, you know, achy joint thing and everything. So
knees, are you good?
My knees are good. Okay. I have some injuries I deal with on and off in my feet.
Okay.
Not too bad, but that's where the CBD comes in. Though.
There you go.
It really
plug.
Yeah. Right there. It really does help though with the inflammation and joints and everything. So
yeah.
But yeah. So speaking of which, do you use CBD or find any benefits in that?
I do. And this has been a somewhat newer introduction for me.
Okay.
So very recent, I would say like last year.
Yeah.
And in credit to business owners like yourself, I think the information has just been dispersed at a wider audience. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure y'all could speak more about this, but I feel like for a number of years, there's sort of this like stigma between CBD and the health world. And there was like battling back and forth.
Yeah.
So I felt that way from a consumer standpoint. And now I feel like it's more of a partnership.
Yes.
So specifically for like the recovery lotions and gummies and things like that, like you're still able to incorporate moving your body and eating all the right things, but you're making it better.
Yeah.
Because you're able to actually have a better recovery through CBD.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. I totally get that because years ago, before I started looking into opening up the store and everything, I was listening to some podcasts and they were talking about CBD, and I thought it was like the same thing as marijuana. Mm-hmm. I thought it was like, you know, it was going to get me high. And they were talking about, I think it was like a Rich Roll podcast, and it was talking about recovery because he's an endurance athlete. And so he was talking about CBD and helping with inflammation and recovery. And I thought that was like, I was like, well, maybe he lives in Colorado. Maybe that's like a marijuana thing. And I'm a nurse. And so I was like, well, I could never use anything like that because I get drug tested.
Sure.
And so that's what I thought about that for years. And then my friend told me that owns another CBD store in the area. She was like, no, like there's CBD that has all the THC removed and it's not going to get you high.
Yeah.
And it is going to help with that inflammation. And so then I started looking into it more. And I was like, wow, this really helps.
This is great.
So, yeah, it was that stigma. And we're still, like, we still have customers that that come into the store and think it's marijuana. And it, like, just regular CBD is going to get them high. I'm like, no, like, it shouldn't. Yeah. It's not supposed to. Yeah. So, yeah.
Kind of overcoming the objections of what they think they know versus what's actually true.
Yes.
Yeah, and it'd be very similar to, as you know, someone who is, you know, highly athletic coming into Row House and thinking they have it down, knowing what it's all about. There are those people who have preconceived ideas of what CBD actually is, but what fixes the problem is just the benefit of the education process. Right. You can very simply break it down and say, hey, look, your technique is off, but it's only because of this. Mm-hmm. Now, somebody to come in and have the preconceived idea that CBD is going to get them high and say, well, no, it's not going to get you high, and this is what it actually does. So it's kind of, like you were saying, it's like a marriage, you know, the whole health and wellness and CBD. It's getting people back to nature.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that's, I feel, when I go back to when I first honed in on my diet, when I think about what I was eating then versus now, it was probably 90% processed, 10% fresh, where I literally flipped it the other way, where I'm like, I'd really try now. It's a balance, right?
Yes. But especially with kids.
Especially with kids.
It's definitely a balance.
It is. But now I think when once you sort of like come to the other side, if you will, and you eat.
it's like the dark side.
It's dark, but
the
good side.
Dark leafy green
the
side.
The dark leafy. That's what I was just thinking of. And you're eating predominantly whole food. That's what nature intended us to eat. You actually feel so much worse when you eat those other things.
Yes.
And honestly, to speak for CBD, I don't feel as good when I don't use it after like a workout. Mm-hmm. It is a part of my recovery now. It is a part, honestly, of my nightly routine because I am so active because I do have kids, because I'm still working a corporate job where I'm sitting multiple hours a day.
Yeah.
And, you know, people tend to think, well, you shouldn't have to need to take these things or introduce these things. And it's like, well, you think about it evolutionary, we're not a people that we're supposed to sit either. So we've adapted our day to day. But at the same time, the need, it's like you said, it's all in nature as it is. And so it's really what we were intended to consume.
Yeah.
It's just we over materialized and over, you know, capitalized everything that we're eating. So
that whole need thing when people say that, I don't want to have to take something for the rest of my life. Or, you know, they'll say, is this going to be habit forming? And I always tell them this, listen, is it addicting? Only if you feel, if you get addicted to not being in pain, being able to get a good sleep.
Right.
Way to reverse it.
Yeah.
Your psychology and being addicted to.
So, I mean, because that's what it did for me. And I use it every day. And it's just, I guess I never had any qualms about it. When they first had me, you know, start here, you know, it's like, hey, would you have a problem with this? At that point, I was like, I don't care about anything. Whatever.
Well, I hear the objection a lot with fitness, and I'm sure you guys hear this too. It's like, well, it's just so expensive. It's like, you choose what you're going to spend your money on, because if you're not investing in your body and your lifestyle and moving your body and what you're eating, what you're consuming, you're going to spend that money being sick.
Oh, yeah.
So it all sort of, you really have to stand back and think, like, choose your heart, right? Mm-hmm. And I think for a lot of people, when you sort of frame it that way, oh, yeah, okay, so I could actually cut out my $7 a day coffee binge and instead spend it on something that's going to, you know, make my body feel better instead of this, all these, you know, fake products and sugar. And, you know, I love caffeine just as much as the next person, but it, when you really like hone in and look at the things that you're consuming and then wondering why you feel so terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goes hand in hand there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's totally true. I mean, I worked in, I've been a nurse for 12 years.
Okay.
Worked in the ICU for almost 4 years, and the amount of medications that some patients were on was just crazy, and how much they cost.
Yes.
Like, because when you start, unfortunately, for the most part, when you start taking one medication, then you have to take another for the side effects and all that.
Yeah.
And they're not cheap at all.
No.
You know, and so you're, some patients spend hundreds of dollars every month just on medications. And yeah, then you could just do a row house membership.
Yeah. For,
I don't know what your going rate is, but I'm sure it's not $500
it's cheaper,
a month.
It's cheaper than any of those medications.
Yes. So. And you feel good too.
You feel good.
You feel good. Your mental health is better.
Yes.
Like, oh my goodness. Yeah.
And you're, I think, too, a part of just in the pandemic, we really saw this, is we as a culture and as a people have, you know, with the introduction of social media, we feel this very saccharine level of connectivity because we think we know people just from viewing them online. And, of course, we all know that those are only the highs that they're showing you.
Yeah.
So COVID showed us when you strip all that away, we're very lonely people just if we're by ourselves, you know, we're all just like dying to get out and see people again. And you guys remember we were saying like, I can't wait to hug my friends and my family and my grandma. And so I think it's this really extraordinary thing that we took that for granted. And when it was stripped away, we realized, wow, we really enjoy being together as a people and doing things together. And oftentimes, what do people do when they want to see you? Okay, let's go grab a bite or get a coffee or whatever. We like to be together. And I think for a lot of people, just removing that obstacle of that can also look like, hey, let's grab a row house class together or a Pilates class or whatever. And you find, too, that you're not only getting to spend time with that person and see them, but you're also putting yourself through something that is challenging. And you're doing it with someone else. So you also get to share when you are achieving those goals. Like for Linda that I talked about, she had people in there, men bringing her bouquets of flowers, happily married men. And she's happily married. But just to show y'all like the amount of love and adoration and appreciation that they have for each other because they've been in those classes together where they're thinking, I cannot do this in one more minute. But they look over and, you know, she's doing it. And, you know, just that camaraderie and that that sense of community, I think, is really just, it's awesome.
That's awesome. That's so cool. Very inspiring.
And you know that, like, to touch back on that, that group dynamic creates such a really healthy, you know, positive competition. Because you can look at somebody, like, when you go to work out with somebody, it's the same thing. You're not trying to outdo them, especially if you're friends with them. You're not trying to outdo them. You're just trying to, you know, wait, if he can get it, I can get it.
Can
let me just
it.
Try it too.
Yeah.
So watching somebody row next to you who maybe you might perceive as, you know, weaker or whatever.
Sure.
If they're kicking your butt, you're like, wait, I need to step up a little bit.
Absolutely.
So that sounds really cool. I still don't want to do a class. It sounds really
yes,
cool.
You do, Nathan.
I can't. Yeah.
You
We're
do.
Going to.
I'd pass out.
I have an AED machine.
And
I'm up for the challenge.
I'll do it with you.
I do want to try this.
No, you two do it together.
No, you're going to come too. No.
Everyone.
But you're holding our Denton pillow, but you're actually, where's your store actually at? It's Flower Mound, right?
So, yes, we're in Flower Mound, still Denton County.
There you go.
Nominated for top three best of Denton County, if I can just.
I did see that. Best of Denton County. That's awesome.
Yes.
That is awesome.
Best new business, best fitness studio, and then one of my coaches, Kimmy, who's phenomenal, got a nomination for best instructor. So,
wow, that's cool.
Humble brag there.
Sweet.
But we're in Flower Mound. But yeah, I grew up in the area. I graduated from the Colony High School. So
oh, cool. So you're pretty local.
Pretty
and
local.
Everything.
And then my husband Ryan grew up in West Texas in Lubbock area.
Okay.
And then once I graduated college, I moved to Houston to teach. I was teaching kindergarten down there.
Aww.
He worked for ExxonMobil, and so we met down there. But then because this was home, we gravitated back here when we knew that we wanted to start a family. Yep. So
that's cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. And now the studio's here, so we're here forever. I said, yeah, might as well just, like, put our burial plots in our backyard. Staked in the ground. Yeah. We can't leave. So
where can we find out more about the Row House Studio? And y'all are in Flower Mound. Do you
we're
have
in Flower
address?
Mound. Yes. 4351 Cross Timbers, and we're Suite 300.
Okay.
Flower Mound.
Just Google it.
You're right in the parking lot, the grocery store.
Yes, there's a Tom Thumb there. Yes. So our cross streets are, because in Texas we have 15 names for the same road. 1171, which is also Cross Timbers.
Yes.
Which is also Main Street if you go into Louisville. So 1171 and Bridalwood is our cross streets. And, we're right in the shopping center with Tom Thumb. On socials, we're at Row House Flower Mound, Instagram, and Facebook. And then if you go on our webpage, which is therowhouse.com.
Nice.
Yeah.
The Row House.
The Row House.
Oh, yeah. I found out the hard way.
You do.
When I was researching. Yeah.
Yeah. So fun fact, Row Houses in England are they're bars.
Yeah.
Yeah. So some people have legitimately walked in thinking we were a bar. I'm like, sorry to disappoint you.
Oh.
Can we get you on a row machine?
Oh, bollocks.
You should incorporate that. Maybe do a, like,
we do,
beer.
We do a brew with the crew.
Oh, nice.
So we're actually doing one of those next Friday. So we do try to do a lot of fun community building things. We do, just to give back, we do something called Row for a Cause. Mm-hmm. So we try to do it 4 times a year, about once a quarter. We pick a charity or partner with a charity. The last one we did was with Allie's Wish. And Allie's Wish is a DFW nonprofit that grants wishes to terminally ill moms.
Oh.
So it's very meaningful. We have 25 people just donate a set amount. And then in return, they get to do the class. And 100% of the proceeds go to the charity. And so that's a really cool way we can give back. And then, like I mentioned, we do like to drink. So we do meters and mimosas. We do brew with the crew. And so just different ways to have people, you know, come in and, you know, they're not just rushing in and out for a workout. We're like, hey, stay, have a drink. One of my girls yesterday was like, we should start doing White Claw Wednesday. Like, yeah, we should. We're also here to get fit and healthy, too.
But throw on the White Claws.
But, yeah, it's a balance, like we said. But I would say, to a lot of people, since, you know, rowing is so technical, we do offer, like, a one-on-one with coaches to really help you with form and your stroke, because we want you – first of all, we don't want you injured. But second of all, we want you to be confident in that every stroke and your movement is really for your benefit, and you're not going to hurt yourself, and you're going to get the, you know, you're going to maximize what you can from your workout. Because you were saying earlier about, you know, if you're next to someone and they're cranking it out, you could have, Ryan always uses this analogy, you could have Arnold Schwarzenegger next to your grandma. And they can be rowing what we call in swing. So they're staying together, but their output is different because it's a workout where you're only put, it's effort based. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you feel like, okay, I'm going to do this, but I'm just going to start out, you know, doing what I can. We love that. We have people that come in all the time. They start, when they first start, they might have like a 4-minute average stroke rate. And then by the, you know, 6 months later, we're like, holy cow, you're now at like a 250, you know? And so they've learned to, not only they've learned form, but how to maximize the power that they're getting out of it. So it's much like, I mean, you know, there's similarities like cycling and things like that, where you're just learning the technicalities of it, but it's not as, it hasn't been around as long, I would say, as something like cycling, where, you know, we're used to a cycling studio. You're used to seeing that. Typically, when we tell people there's 25 rowers, like, oh wow, That sounds fun, but that's different. I've never seen that before. Because when you are in a gym, you're only seeing typically like three or four rowers. So, yeah. And then we had shirts made. I thought they were kind of silly at the time. It was Ryan's idea. You guys know, you're like, okay, that's not going to take off. But it says, like, rowing is started out as corporal punishment, and I still can't figure out why I like it so much. So it is challenging, but it's, like I said, it's we're really good about being able to modify it and make people comfortable, because the goal is, you know, not to injure yourself and burn yourself out. Like, we do want you consistently coming back and being a part of our community.
Cool. So how does somebody new interested in getting into rowing, can they come look at the studio?
Or? Yeah. Yeah. So we do, your first class is always free to try it out. And so you can come sign up to do your first class. You can text us, call us, DM us on Instagram, whatever you want to do. And then we always ask people get there 10 to 15 minutes early so they can meet with one of our coaches and really go over, you know, proper form and foot placement, all that. I always say, do not expect to understand or get it the first class. It took me about 12 to 15 classes before I really understood it. So give it time. And then we offer memberships where you come 4 times a month, 8 times a month, or unlimited. So there's different sort of ways how often you want to come. We have a lot of people that exclusively row for their workout, and we have a lot of people that do it as a supplement, like runners or CrossFitters that just want to get better at the form and sort of know what they're doing better. And so we also do, every often we do like stroke clinics, which sounds weird. I know for a nurse, you're like, stroke clinic, what is that? But they break it down to where, you know, look at each piece of the stroke and what you could improve on so that, you know, you're getting the most out of the workout that you can.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. Nice. Well, thank you for being on our podcast.
Yes, this is awesome.
And then where can we find you? Said on Facebook and everything, your Row House.
Yes, we're at Row House Flower Mound.
Okay, so on Facebook and Instagram.
And Instagram, okay. Yes. Awesome. We have, I think Row House is around 90 locations in the U.S.
Oh, wow.
So we're getting there.
So Row House Flower Mound.
Row House Flower Mound. Not that if you want to check out another Row House, that's great, but that's where we are. I think we have 6 total in the DFW area. So we're starting to branch out a little bit.
All right.
We're getting there.
Well, thank you, Jamie, for being on the show. Y'all. This was awesome.
This is so much fun. Oh. Thanks for having me.
See y'all next time. That was so cool. Like, so much, like, I know a little bit about rowing and everything, but it was really good.
Good.
To hear everything.